A new play has premiered at a Chester County Theater Company depicting the history of a family home in Westchester. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports Mud Row is inspired by that town's African-American history and present.
This is the gymnasium of the Melton Center. It's on the east side of Westchester. There are a few dozen kids here as part of a summer camp.
These students come from the low-income area of Westchester. This is the East End, Mud Row.
This is the director, Ken Winston. The Melton Center has been serving this community for 101 years.
And this was on Goose Creek, which is where Mud Row came from. So this was a least desirable area of Westchester.
The rise, fall, and rise again of the Melton Center closely mimics the fortunes of its neighborhood. 10 years ago, the center was in bad financial straits. The surrounding community kept it open, and now Winston says outsiders are interested in this area.
If you drive two blocks down, they've got $300,000-$400,000 homes right across from the affordable houses. It's scary to some of the neighborhood because it thinks it's pushing some people that out of Westchester.
The Melton Center also served as the gateway to Westchester for the playwright Dominique Morisot. The celebrated writer is based in Detroit. Mud Row takes place in a family house in two different time periods. It toggles between a contemporary era with issues of gentrification and a mid-century era with a focus on civil rights.
Anyway, the colored area is east of the railroad tracks. By Goose Creek, where all the sewage from the town flows, one of the filthiest creeks to flow near Westchester, and that's where they called it. Some say Mud Row was a different part of town.
That is Tiffany Rochelle Stewart playing the role of Elise, a character that is entirely made up, as is the story. But the playwright, Morisot, dug deeply into the history of this part of Westchester to find inspiration for the play. It was commissioned by People's Light and Theater in Malvern. The company's New Play Frontiers initiative asked writers to investigate communities all over Chester County to find source material for new work. Mud Row involves two sisters. One is recovering from a drug problem and squatting in the abandoned family home, and the other sister is trying to sell that property to a developer.
The one sister, in my opinion, used the house to give some purpose to her life. I use the community center to give some purpose to my life.
Back at the Melton Center, Ken Winston says this play hits home.
Like, will you roll with me when I'm doing bad? For an institution, I would say we weren't doing good. So I got a lot of respect for the people that rolled up their sleeve, keeping the doors open. I think Dominique brought some of that out in the play.
The premiere production of Mud Row at People's Light and Theater has just been extended through August 4th. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.